ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಸ್ತ್ರಯಮೇತದ್ವಿದಿತ್ವಾ ಯಯೇವಂ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಸಿನುದೇ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಂ ಸಮೃತ್ಯುಪಾಶಾನ್ ಪುರತಃ ಪ್ರಣೋದ್ಯ ಶೋಕಾದಿಗೋ ಮೋದದೇ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕೇ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದ ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಫೈರ್ ತ್ರಯಮೇತದ್ವಿದಿತ್ವ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ನೋನ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ದ ತ್ರೀ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಫೈರ್ ದಿ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲೂವೆನ್ಸಸ್ ದ ಫಾದರ್ ಮದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚಾರಿಟಿ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ವಿದಿತ್ವ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯ ಏವಂ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಹೂ ಎವರ್ ವಿದ್ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ದ ವೈಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಿನುತೇ ಚಿನುತೇ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತಂ ದಿಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಫಯರ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಹ ದಟ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಪಾಶಾದ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ from the snare of mrtyu death urada pranodya he goes beyond the snare of death because lord death is giving it up therefore he himself gives the blessings that those who are doing this correctly doing this ritual three times in the right mental climate and duty they go beyond the snare of death. Very careful. Death doesn't mean that these, you know, the last, afterwards you have to have a pine box. Not that death we are talking. Death is happening every moment. In the realm of change, the old condition dies, replaced by a new condition. This is called change. The morning changes, the noon changes, the evening changes, the night. The 6 o'clock changes, the 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Last thought died and the present thought has risen. Childhood ended, youth came, youth ended, middle age ended, old age came. Think. Yesterday ended, today born. The death of the previous condition and the birth of a new condition is called change. So that Lord death or that, I mean, the principle of death means a principle of change. Change is the destiny of the entire realm of time. So this Einsteinian world of things and beings, conditioned by time and space, is a field of change, field of constant death. Not only constant death, but constant birth. The last thought died, next thought has risen. The bud dies, the flower is born. The flower dies, the fruit is born. The fruit dies, the seed is merged out. The seed decays, the seedling comes out. It is not a mere distraction. In nature, in the realm of change, there is continuous death. But if you positively look at it, it is creative destruction. Man alone is capable of destructive destruction. He just destroys for the benefit of destroying. Full stop. The very sheer joy of destruction. That beautiful city, Lebanon, is erased now. No doubt they will recreate it. At what cost? See? The destruction of Falkland Islands. For what loss? The bombing in London or over London and over the German areas of the last war. Man alone destroys and nothing comes out of it. Except a disaster, sorrow, pain, agony. And the first victim of such wars, total wars, is morality, ethics, values of life. Faith in man. Man's faith in himself, and in the justice of the world, everything is blasted away. Like the brick walls and etc., we can rebuild. But the human distraction, the moral level, is not very easy to recreate. It's not a 5-year plan. It's hundreds of years of plan. Destruction. Here, nature is always constructive destruction, is our method. Mrtyupashat, from this web of change, from this realm of finitude, which is experienced only when we are at the BMI level, you go beyond the time, to the timeless, therefore changeless, therefore immortal, therefore permanent. Naturally, it is eternal. It is immutable. See the words that use all the scriptures. It is not that I am talking Upanishads now. In every scripture, that state is described as timeless, changeless, immutable, permanent, eternal, immortal. What does it mean? It is not in the realm of time. All things that are in the realm of time are all finite, limited, dying, mortal, changeable, finite, perishable. And that which is timeless, opposite of all these words, imperishable, eternal, permanent, timeless. Thus, such an individual who has done this without any desire, the ritual or the worship, purifies the mind, prepares the mind for the great spring or great takeoff, and it arrives at the experience or to direct knowledge of the state called permanent, eternal, immutable. Shokadigo modade sorgaloke. Such an individual comes to live shokadiga, beyond the frontiers of sorrow. Sorrow cannot reach there. No visa for sorrow to reach that state, because sorrow is mental agitations. When the mind itself is not there, where are the agitations? When there is no agitation, it is called peace that passeth all understanding, or a bliss infinite and eternal. Sargaloge, in that peaceful, blissful state of heavenly state, of joyous ecstasy, the individual reaches.